out about Buddha boxes through this avant-garde experimental band called FM3 out of Beijing. They did this release of a back in 2005. They had this Buddha box, little plastic box of loops from albums that they did in the past. It'll last anywhere from like 2-3 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, just keeps repeating. A big audio file, and it's just like, never heard of something like this before. Want. then found out what they were based on, which is this, they being in Beijing, it was based on these Buddha machines used by Chinese Buddhists for meditation. Basically, I'm no Buddhist, but basically you chant, you repeat your mantra, it gets you into a meditative state. This makes it easier. Because you've got your pre-recorded chant, plug it into your earphones, you go walking around, you've got, like, the holiness going on wherever you are. So over the course of the years, they kind of tinkered with the idea, and since then they've done, like, 5 iterations where there are also pitch shifts on it, so that you could, like, slow it down, speed it up, and play around with it a little. But there's an additional idea to that that goes along with it, that, well, what goes into the object and the sound? So you can take one of these and say you've got a long-form musical piece going on, take it, turn it on, set it down, and let it go for days, weeks, however, as long as the battery will hold out. And then that idea is that, like, slowly over time, the battery's going to run down, so it'll get these crackles, or it'll just slow down, and so just sort of by virtue of being this battery-operated thing, this musical object is going to change over the course of time. And it's funny, these have been adapted by a couple of other bands, like the industrial, like old industrial group Throbbing Gristle. When they reunited, they put out one called Gristleism, which was like loops from a bunch of things that they've done in their decades-old career. There was one put out by a band called Monkey, which was a side project by Damon Albarn of Blur and the Gorillaz. And I've got another one that's sort of deliberately sneaky by this record, this local avant-garde metal label called Flinko Sound Systems, where it sort of functioned as a sampler of bands on the label. They also had some spoken word art on it. And they suggested, well, you take one of these, put it on a shelf behind some books or whatever, turn it on low so it sort of seeps into the background. My favorite loop on that one is the one that just says, I will not kill myself today. I will not kill myself today. Which, you know, kind of positive message. But I just love the idea that there's like taking a few of these, playing them at the sound time, at the same time. Actually, that was suggested by Brian Eno, who's also a fan of them. Just become this ambient sound work that kind of started out as sort of quasi-religious discipline, and then just becomes part of the atmosphere. And I think I'm just going to use up the rest of my 5 minutes, or as last speaker, maybe the rest of the evening.
Oh, nope.
I would put it in the Sound Art Museum in Rome, Italy.